This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Dunham, who I'm a big fan of, who he's become, what he has done, he's one of those guys like, again, it's not the thing you'd go, you know it's going to be huge. Comedy with puppets.
Yeah.
And then you see the act, and it's amazing. And it is not for your grandpa. It is not. And I'm, you know me, I'm hard on I love comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And the gnarlier, the better.
Yep.
But he is one of those talents that you just look and you go, oh, wow, that's insane. And the best part of him is the fact that he didn't kind of fall into this. Like, as a kid, he was like, I don't care about ever getting laid. I'm not going to get asking to school. Like, I'm going to be a ventriloquist, and I'm going to be the best one there ever was. And his school picture is him with a dummy on his
lap. He owned it.
Absolutely. And that is what you love most of all.
Yeah.
Because you not only did he goobered it in school, which could have gone either way, right? But then you go back and you are the superstar. You're not
he
kind
did
of
it.
A star. You're not a regional star. You're a international superstar.
You're it.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, man, the whole thing.
Born April 18th in Dallas, Texas, he is a comedian and ventriloquist who rocketed from playing small clubs to selling out arenas across the United States, landing in Forbes magazine as one of the top grossing comedians in the country. You've seen his specials, Arguing With Myself, Spark of Insanity, Controlled Chaos, All Over the Map, Beside Himself, and many others. And this Friday night, Comedy Central presents Jeff Dunham's completely unrehearsed last-minute pandemic holiday special. Please welcome Jeff Dunham.
Hey, man. How have you been, Jeff?
I'm great. You know what? Thank you very much for what you just said. But the best part was he didn't care about getting laid.
You didn't. You didn't. Because I've read your book a couple times, and the fact that you were, you know, you're like at car dealerships, you're a kid, and this, we all know the kid who had an accordion in school was not exactly, you know, like.
That's so funny. Yeah, the kid who had an accordion, that's exactly right. But whatever, so I guess it worked out. I don't care.
No, it worked out amazing. And that's what my point is, that, you know, when you're in school, you tend to look at those guys, you go, we're probably going to be friends, because I was a weird kid too. But you get a little older and a little distance on you, and you realize there's such a beauty in somebody who just sees their path and doesn't care about the world. And this is pre, you know, social media and everything. I mean, it really takes.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, the people that and my daughters laugh at me because I will talk to anyone. I've gotten on conversations. We'll be driving in the car, and I'll have to call some, you know, service center about something or other, or AT&T or whatever. And while we're waiting, I'll start asking this person questions like, well, so exactly where are you right now? Really? So how are you, like, working from home? And my daughters are like, oh my gosh, Dad, they're all grown women now. But so I will talk to anybody. But what fascinates me more in life and what I love is finding someone who did find that passion at a very early age and said, this is what I'm going to do. And they've put in their 30,000 hours and their master's at it. And I don't care if it's a guy who's an arborist, who just loves trees, and that's all he's done his entire life. There's nothing more fascinating than talking to someone like that who knows everything about what they're doing and is really good at it.
Wholeheartedly agree. I love when somebody does their job incredible. Like, you're right. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just when you see somebody enjoying it and being really great at it, you're like, man, that's amazing to watch. And somebody who makes...
You know what I said for years is I always thought, if I ever had a talk show and I was the host, I don't want to talk to, you know, I love Tom Cruise, but I don't need to talk to Tom Cruise. I want to talk to the guy who goes on top of the Empire State Building and changes the red light.
Sure, sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got
and
questions.
I said that for, I said that for years, by the way. And there's a YouTube video of the guy that goes to the top of the Empire State Building and changes the light.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do a ton of radio. And there's a guy who's a dear friend of mine, Mojo, in Detroit. And you and he are exactly the same. He will talk, and it used to drive our agent crazy, because it doesn't matter if there was a person serving us, we were in a cab together, the person at the ticket counter, he would ask him every question you could possibly imagine, and it would drive Norm insane. It was fantastic.
Yep. That's funny.
It's great. So listen, this pandemic, this is going to be a great, great distraction. Something so definitely needed. Completely unrehearsed, last-minute pandemic holiday special Friday, this Friday on Comedy Central. And it's good to see
you. And yeah, and by the way, that title is exactly what it is, because I thought this up 2 months ago, and we shot it 3 weeks ago. And most of my specials, as with most comics, you plan and you rehearse and you try things out and you edit. And it's, you know, you've done it at least 100 times before you put it on tape. This one, I'm sitting around seeing other comics doing specials, and I'm going, you know what, I can do this. And I'm sitting in my house, I'm going nuts. We have 5-year-old twin boys, and I love them to death. But what really got me out of the house is we're sitting at the table one night having dinner, and I pick up a chip clip. And I start making it talk, and my boys were on the floor. They thought it was hilarious. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. I got to go do the show.
Yeah.
So we threw this thing together, got a handful of my writer friends. I said, here's the subjects. Zero politics. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm sick of it. I'm sure most people are, too. So this is goofy, stupid fun. They gave me their jokes. I sat in my office for 2 weeks, 5 and 6 hours a day, cobbled all this stuff together. We went and shot it in Malibu, California. Everybody socially distanced. You know, I went from 10,000 people to 100 people in this audience with masks on and 4 people to a table. And every one of these jokes, not a single one of these jokes had I ever uttered to another human being on this planet. I didn't tell one to my wife. I didn't tell one to my buddies. Nothing. So when you see this thing on Friday night, every joke that you hear is the first time it's come out of my mouth or one of the dummies. So, and it turned out really, really well. And you're right. It's just stupid, goofy fun and escapism. And that's what I wanted to do.
Yes.
And it's the most family friendly of any special I've ever done.
But you know, family, by the way, because this is, whenever I see family friendly, I'm always a little wary. And I will tell anybody, if you've never seen a Dunham special, family friendly, it definitely fits here. But it doesn't mean boring. It doesn't mean it's not sharp. It doesn't mean it's not funny, because it's, you know, I'm always afraid people get that wrong impression. I'm like, look, man, I know if you haven't tried it, it's incredible. There's just certain things in this life you got to see for yourself. There's no way it can be explained to you, you know?
Well, I appreciate it. You know what's funny is having had all of my specials on Comedy Central first, the first 6 were on Comedy Central, and they were fairly clean because it was broadcast and they had certain standards. Then I went to Netflix, and I'm like, yes, now I can do exactly what I do live. And there were some F-bombs in there, and people were horrified. They're like, what has happened to you? And I'm like, oh, you've only seen the Comedy Central version, right?
That's the best.
So, but now, again, when I say this one is family-friendly, the subject matter is palatable for everybody.
Sure.
There's only like 3 bleeps in the whole thing, and it's fun. But you know, the other thing that got me off the couch to go do this was I saw what were the big numbers on TV. What was everybody watching? It was the damn Disney sing-alongs, for God's sakes. That's what was getting the numbers.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, it's people sitting around with nothing to do and nothing that everybody can watch at the same time except Shrek for the 800th time.
Yeah, Tiger King was the most watched. You know, you're like, boy, we have hit the bottom.
He got that right. And, of course, there's a Tiger King joke in my show. Of course.
Of course. Hey, let me talk to you about some stuff, because I know you've taken this incredible talent and you've made a crazy amount of money. You bought some cool stuff like the Batmobile. And then, is it true that you were building those helicopter kits?
Yeah, when I was in college, I was flying the model radio control helicopters, and somebody showed me an ad in a magazine, and I'm like, you have to be kidding. And I've always wanted to be a helicopter pilot, but you can't buy a helicopter. You got to be multi-billionaire.
Sure.
To own one of those things. So there was an ad for this company that made kit, full-size, 2-seater helicopters.
Is it the Mosquito?
Licensed, but, huh?
Is it the Mosquito one?
No, this one was called Rotorway is the company. I don't know what's happened to them during the pandemic. I haven't looked, but it's rotorway.com, and they sell these beautiful helicopter kits. And so again, this was in 86 that I built my first one. I was their youngest pilot, builder and pilot. Got my license at age 24 and was flying all over the place in a home-built helicopter.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so then after that, and I didn't know the front of an engine. I didn't know what a damn carburetor was. I didn't know anything. So I taught all myself that. I taught myself to weld. And I remember I was in Southern California, and my manager was flying with me because he lost a bet, and he had to go flying with me. And he turned to me and he goes, I can't believe I'm flying in a helicopter built by the same guy who built Walter.
Well, one of the reasons I bring it up too, because I years ago, probably 15 years ago, I built one of those powered parachutes and a two seater.
Nice.
And so I had a two seater. We used to fly around here, and the same thing. Like we used to go drink beer and fly over the Deffenbaugh landfill and drop our beer cans in the landfill and think that was the funniest thing we'd ever done.
So wait a minute. Did you have to have an actual pilot's license, or because it was an ultralight, you didn't?
Ultralight. So no, below 5 gallons. And this is before that Sport 103 thing came into effect with the FAA. So, I mean, I'd literally take off out of a field by my house, fly around, and nobody would pay any attention. We're just up there drinking beer like you know, there's no sides, no fuselage. It's a little little NASCAR seats,
sure.
A little avionics package, and a Rotax blue top.
Oh, that's awesome. No, this is a full-on, this is, you know anything about Robinson is the smallest, not smallest, but it's a FAA, you know, fully licensed real helicopter.
Yeah.
And this helicopter, the kit one, the Rotorway, has all the same specs as the Robinson. So, you know, yeah, and there have been a handful of times I've crashed it. I crashed it a couple times.
Ooh.
But my pilot error, trying to do things I wasn't supposed to be doing, but I was never killed.
Well, that I'll tell you the one. I know we got to wrap up, but there's one called the CompositeFX.com. They're making these Mosquito Aviation XEs that are like for $30,000. You can have it's a one seater helicopter.
And wow, you see that's to me is just like, oh, that is just a lonely thing. I like the two seater because now you can take somebody who's either fascinated or horrified, and either one of those
True.
Is fun.
No, that's funny because that's exactly how I felt about it. I had a two seater. They called it a trainer. That's how you got it snuck by on the ultralight.
Wow.
And that's the one issue I have with this Mosquito one is I kept thinking I'd love to buy one and build one, but I'm just it's no fun unless you're horrifying somebody.
Exactly. And I had to, when Bose noise canceling headsets came out, it was amazing, especially for helicopters. And they had it hooked up where you could, type music into it. So whenever I had somebody going with me, I was such a geek, I would have, as we took off, I would time it just right that the theme to Star Trek Next Generation would start.
You wouldn't go fly to the Valkyries? Because that was my thought. I'd go straight, you know, Apocalypse Now.
Of course. No, I should have done that. I was more of a geek anyway. But, well, look, I got to do my commercial on Friday night, 8 o'clock, Eastern and Pacific. This is just goofy, stupid fun, and I did it because I had to get out of the house, but also because I think we all need this escapism.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
And, of course, we talk about a little bit what's going on, but it's just stupid fun. So
he
there you
is
go.
He is the great, the legendary Jeff Dunham. This Friday, don't miss it. Brother, always good to hear your voice. I know you got a lot of radio, but come by anytime, and I hope to see you soon.
I can't wait when this all clears up, be in studio again sometime.
The guy. I don't care what anybody says. I just enjoy them. By the way, I have those Bose noise canceling headphones. Remember I told you about them?
Yeah, I mean,
how
I
good
know.
They were?
I know.
I have them. I have the noise canceling headphones.
I know.
I also did a parachute. Like, you know, he has that little thing. Like,
I'm so glad you two found each other.
I don't have a puppet, but. Well.
You got a talking dummy right now.
Yeah. He won't say what I want him to say.
I'll let you use your hand, though.
I'm going to stick my hand farther up your ass.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.